These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
We're back with the Keshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett, along with the mighty Favaz.
Hello, U-Man.
Time for episode 83, and today is another mighty Favaz interview that he did with Michael Anthony, formerly of Van Halen. And now kind of freelancing, I guess, with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, but
group.
He's in the Circle. Sammy's band called The Circle. And this was the first time I had ever interviewed Michael, and it was on the phone. And we've become good friends since then. I have seen him so many times. But, you know, early on, I would always say, hey, Michael Favaz. Mm-hmm. He goes, I know who you are.
Oh, wow.
You know, so cool. That was really cool. And I keep thinking to myself, this is the bass player in Van Halen.
Yeah.
This is the guy that was there, yeah. You know? And so this was, this interview was done in June of 2003, and Sammy was going to play with Montrose, and Michael was going to be there and everything. And I believe that was the first time I talked to him.
Yeah. And he was there for all the great years of Van Halen.
He sure was.
The David
man.
Years and the Sammy years.
Yep.
Just like Alex and Eddie. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see what he has to talk about here. When was this interview done?
June of 2003.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
And I've got him on the phone, Michael Anthony Favaz. Michael, that's my name.
Favaz.
Yeah.
Right on. What's going on?
How you doing, babe? What's going on with you?
Well, nothing, man. I'm sitting here in L.A. It's baking. Summer's finally here. It's like 100 degrees out.
Yeah, it's very warm in St. Louis here today, too. And, of course, we're talking to Michael because tickets for the Sammy Hagar Show go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And besides the fact that the original Montrose will be getting together that night.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Oh, so the original mm-hmm. Montrose was there, too.
Yeah, so that's, you know, not only, you know, did the original Montrose play, but I believe the night before he threw out the first pitch and you would have been there.
Sammy.
Yeah, Sammy did.
Yes.
And I hung out with Bill Church and Denny Carmassi in the suite at the Old Busch Stadium. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And since then, Ronnie Montrose has passed away.
Yes, he has. He was a nice guy. I've interviewed him twice, I think. And
is Bill Church still alive?
Bill Church is the Electric Church.
Yeah,
still alive. He's still alive.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Michael Anthony of Van Halen will be there playing with the Wahbaritas. And I know this is a fun gig for you, Michael, because I was in Cabo last year for Sammy's week of birthday bashes.
Oh, were you there when I was there?
Yes, I was.
Oh, boy.
We actually met upstairs in the dressing room, but I don't expect you to remember it or anything because you had a ton of people around you. But man, those shows are fun, dude.
Oh, I'll tell you, that's a great release doing those shows. When actually when we first opened the club, when Sam was in Van Halen, I mean, you know, we'd go down there, and for me it's just great because you get up there and you play whatever you want, no rules, which I'm sure you know that,
right?
And it's just a great time. And then I stretcher myself back home.
What does it mean, no rules?
No rules, meaning you can play whatever you want, do whatever you want, bring a drink on stage, you know, uh-huh. All that stuff, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, I tell you, man, when I came home from St. Louis, I was spent after those 5 days. So anyway, Mike, it's great to have you on Keshi. I think this might be a first. I don't know. I know I've never talked to you.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done, like, just a solo interview with Keshi anyway.
Boy, isn't it funny how Sammy Hagar just rules this city compared to just all the other cities around the country, Sammy is here?
What's with that?
Well, you know, I think it all goes back to the Montrose days, to tell you the truth. And Keshi played Montrose and just throughout the years played all of his solo stuff. And then, boom, when he joined your band, Van Halen, it was like, oh, now we got to let these three guys in on the Sammy. We got to share them with Sammy. So.
Well, I'm glad you did because you guys opened your arms to Van Halen. And, God, I love it there in St. Louis. But, you know, I've got a lot of friends that live out there, and I do a lot of professional business there with St. Louis Music. All the guys over there, they're all a bunch of knuckleheads.
Okay, talk about
so,
that.
So he was still in Van Halen, technically, I believe, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? That was 17 years ago.
He's a California guy, isn't he?
Oh, total. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's a great time coming to town there.
Yeah, they're listening, I'm sure. So tell everybody what's it like. You know, because I know what it's like. I mean, you add such that high harmony, Michael, on those Van Halen tunes. You know, down in Cabo is watching mm-hmm. and stuff like that. That's what people are going to see here. Tell everybody, like, you'll come out in the middle of the show and start playing bass, or what's it going to be like?
Yeah, well, what's going to happen is Sam's going to come out. You know, he'll get the audience all fired up. He'll come out and they'll play. And you know, him and the band, the Wobblies, they'll warm up. You know, they'll get all warmed up. And when I feel that they're warmed up enough, then I'm going to come out and join them.
Take over the show.
Great. They'll do some songs, some Sammy stuff, and I'm sure they're going to do a whole bunch of stuff off his latest Not For Sale CD. And then I'm going to come out. And we're going to do some Van Halen tunes. Anybody who's seen this or saw me play with them last year, we got some different stuff lined up, and it's gonna be great, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's gonna be incredible. And how about this Montrose reunion? For the first time in over 25 years, Ronnie and Sammy and Denny and Bill Church getting together. Man, I have a feeling you might be walking out on stage for that one too.
It almost sounds like a scary thing. You know, I knew that Ronnie was doing a thing around because I talked to a couple of friends that heard him, you know, with some other people doing some early Montrose stuff, and then when Sammy told me that. You know, they were all going to be back together. I mean, that was great because those are like one of the first bands that we cut our teeth on. Of course, they were with Warner Brothers and one
and
of the
Ted Templeman produced.
Exactly. Yeah. That was right before Van Halen. So it's going to be great.
So
it's interesting, maybe not so much interesting, but just kind of sad that band, Montrose, really, other than here in St. Louis, did not much anywhere else.
No.
Period. And as far as just clean, crisp, clear, high energy, well done rock and roll with all that talent in that group, they weren't very successful.
Two records? That was it?
Yeah, two records.
Yeah.
No, I think there was. I think there was maybe.
There was a third.
There was a third. Yes, yes, there was a Casey classic off that third one. I think called Jump.
Yeah,
not the Van Halen song.
Right, but what, you know, that first Montrose record, every rock band can point to that and go, yeah, we listened to that as a kid. You know, yeah. Michael just said it as Van Halen. And when they played at the amphitheater that summer, it was mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to see Sammy and the Wobblies do that song, to hear the guy sing, you know, that sang the words and all that back in the day. But to have Ronnie Montrose up there playing guitar, it was super cool.
Yeah, yeah. One of the great guitarists of all time, Ronnie Montrose.
Yeah.
And then one of the great bass players, of course, is this gentleman Favaz is speaking with. That's Michael Anthony of Van Halen. Now, other than playing bass and being important and in the high vocals, as you mentioned earlier, he really was not instrumental in any other way in the band, right? No lyrics, nothing.
No, he got writing credit, I believe. I think if you look back and you look at all the Van Halen records, it'll say all songs written by Eddie, Al, blah, 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 blah. I think they gave him credit, but then they tried to erase his parts and put in Wolfgang's parts later on.
Yeah.
When, you know, him and when Michael and Sammy really became friends and they brought Wolfie into the band and all that stuff. So I don't know that he didn't have anything to do with those lyrics.
No.
Early on, and certainly when Sammy was there, you know.
But his role was important.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We're talking to Michael Anthony. And Mike, let's talk about Van Halen for a little bit. I know you're probably tired of it, but.
Well, you know.
Do you talk to the brothers at all? I mean, what do you want to see happen with the band, man?
You know what? You know, to kind of put it in a nutshell. The people who really get cheated out of this whole thing are the fans, because, you know, it's been quiet for so long, and I really hate to, you know, not say anything to the fans or whatever. And, I got to tell you straight up, I haven't had any contact with the Van Halen brothers in probably about a year.
Wow.
To put it in a nutshell, I hooked up with Sammy last year, which actually couldn't have been a better time because there was nothing going on with Van Halen. You know, a lot personally and stuff has been going on with the band since 98. And I wanted to get out and play. And there was nothing happening at the time. And Sammy and I, after 7 years, we finally hooked back up again. And, God, this time, I mean, we're better friends than when he was in the band.
You know, and did they prevent you from playing with Sammy and other people?
Well,
Michael?
You know, I don't want to get into the dirt of it or whatever, but, you know.
But, yes.
They found out. Say that.
Yeah, you know, and. I'd never do anything to, you know, to hurt Van Halen or the image or the whole thing with the band, you know, because that's my band. I love this band.
Of course.
Sammy had asked me to come out and play some shows with him, and, you know, certain things were said and certain things happened, and, what was I going to do about it? You know, I was tired of sitting home with my hands tied behind my back.
Yeah, right. Nobody was more between a rock and a hard place than him.
Oh, total. The whole thing.
Yeah, he was really in a tough spot.
And he's such a nice guy, too, man. Yeah. It's really just shitty to have somebody like that put in that kind of position.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. So how is Eddie's health is these days? I mean, we all know he was getting divorced and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, you know, from what I've heard, his health's fine. And, you know, no matter what happens, I mean, God, I just, all the Van Halen fans, they're the best fans in the world. And I really can't speculate at this point as far as the future, what it holds or whatever. But, you know, we all move on. And if it's in the cards, then we'll all hook back up again together.
So what was in the future from this point forward?
They would get back together.
Yes. With David.
But not with him. Yeah, but Van Halen, yes. But so Sammy would get back together with them, and Michael was in the band, and they had that horrible reunion tour in 04 or whatever, like a year later, where it was just a cash grab, you know.
Yeah.
And they did some, you know, I don't know if they did anything with Dave or not, but I know Wolfgang was back in the band, was in the band playing bass when Dave was in the band, and they went out on tour the last couple times or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So there was not much more.
No, there
Michael
really wasn't
Anthony
a whole
after
lot.
This interview, he was not in the band much
no,
more after this.
No. Mm-mm.
And you know,
right?
I'm sure it'll be great.
What would you like to see happen? Would you like to see Sammy and you guys get back together, or
you know,
just something period going on? Or
you know, personally, my personal thoughts. I hate to say anything bad about anybody, but after doing the tour with Sammy last year, the shows that I did, it was really kind of sad to see Dave kind of like, he kind of disintegrated a bit during that tour, you know? And you kind of chuckling a bit. Yeah.
That was the Sam and Dave tour that he must be talking about. So right. It happened before this.
Yeah, I'm chuckling because I was there and saw it also.
Okay,
so.
But, you know, on the other hand, playing with Sammy, I mean, I think that guy's singing better than he ever has right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I thought the band musically was as strong as it ever had been with Sammy and the band. And, you know, we did some great stuff. You know, not that we did it with Dave, you know, it's a whole different thing. But, you know, if it got back together and we got Sammy back, you know, I'm positive that this thing would just rock to no
end.
Yeah,
it would smoke again.
Yeah.
I just, in fact, Michael, it's funny. I got the new David Lee Roth single today.
Mm-hmm. Which single is that?
I don't have it. Oh, yes, I do have it right here.
I know he does a bunch of old covers and
called Shoe Bop.
Shoe Bop.
Dude, it's just
Shoe Bop. Dave. Love the guy. Love him to death.
Yeah, he's a fun interview.
Yeah. Yep.
It's goofy.
Now, is it original tune by him?
I can't tell. It's just the single doesn't say like who it was written by or anything.
Lounge Lizard stuff. What do we got?
It's I'd almost want to play it. I don't think I can feed it down the line to you, but it's just out there, man.
I've heard a few of the things, and you know, he's doing. There's a lot of old cover tunes that he's doing from bands like The Doors and Savoy Brown and bands like that.
Right.
But hey, you know, he's. You know, one thing I got to say about the guy though is that he's out there doing something.
Yeah, we don't know what it is, but he's doing something, man. You always got along with him, it seemed like, in the day, didn't you?
You know what? I'm probably the easiest guy for anybody to ever get along with. And if you piss me off, then there's really got to be something wrong with you. And to tell you the truth, you know, when I did the tour with those guys, actually, you know, I just came out and I wasn't part of the – I wanted to make sure people knew that I wasn't part of the show. I was just coming out and guessing with Sammy. And I talked to Dave a couple of times, and we had a couple of really good conversations. And this was at a point where, you know, there might have still been some kind of hope before he decided to sue us for more publicity.
Right, I know.
And, you know, after I talked to him a couple of times, the guy, after a while, like, you know, I did probably about 20 shows with them that last year. And after a while, he would not – I never saw the guy again. He would not come out of his dressing room. I saw him once on a plane. We were all on the same flight. Sammy said, oh, yeah. Because I joined them in the middle of a flight somewhere in the Midwest, and Sam goes, yeah, Dave and his guys are on the flight. I'm all great, you know. Say hi to Dave, and we'll have a cocktail, whatever. I got on a plane, and I swear to God, I do not lie. I didn't see him anywhere. I did not see the guy anywhere. And then when we took off, I turned around and looked, and there he was. I don't know if he was, like, hiding under the seats when we all got on the plane or what. But the guy...
Was this a commercial flight? You don't know if it's commercial or private.
Sammy flies private all the time. Who knows about this one?
Because if you're talking a private plane, how could he not have seen him?
Yeah.
He'd say hi. He'd be cordial and just say hi, and that was it.
Because he knew he was going to file that lawsuit against you, probably.
Yeah, probably.
And those that don't know, Dave is suing, and I guess you're named in it, right?
Well, of course. Yeah.
The brothers and Michael, the royalties, he alleges were renegotiated a few years ago. They left him out and blah, 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 blah. So, I don't know.
It's pretty frivolous stuff, but yeah, he was suing us for a watch.
Wait, frivolous? Wait a minute. You left Dave out. Hold on.
That's a good foundation for a reunion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sue everybody first.
but what were they trying to do? I mean, how do you try to get Dave out of the mix there? He helped write everything. He was right there for all that stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
$200,000 or something like that. He's going to pay his attorney more just for the just to lock him in.
True.
But anyway,
so besides Sammy and stuff, Michael, are you going to be playing with anybody, or have you thought about getting your own band or doing anything like that?
I've been researching some different things to do. Of course, I don't know if you heard about it.
He never did do that, did he?
Nope.
No,
not that I know of.
There was this band that Sammy and I, we kind of
Planet Us.
Yeah. And in the fall here, that would be the thing. The only thing that would hold anything back would be everybody's schedules, because everybody wants to do it. I speak with Neil Sean quite frequently, and actually a few months ago, Sammy did this Rockline show out here, and Planet Us played a couple songs, and we had another guitarist join us who would probably be the another member of the band. That's Joe Satriani.
I remember Sammy telling me that.
Yeah, and God, this guy started playing, and my jaw hit the floor.
I bet,
yeah.
And you...
Do you remember Planet Us, the band?
I don't remember the band, no.
Yeah, so Neil Sean, Joe Satriani kind of laid the groundwork for Chickenfoot, later on.
Mm-hmm.
There you had three quarters of Chickenfoot right there.
Yeah, Neil Sean and Joe Satriani in the same group?
I don't remember, but I would assume that, he kind of filled in when Neil wasn't there.
Oh.
Because Michael's talking about when Joe started playing, he said his jaw dropped.
Yeah.
Played with Eddie, so yeah, that must be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, standing between him and Neil, it's like, oh my God, if everybody's schedule permits, I mean, that's what we're going to do, because everybody's really fired up about it.
Well, that's good. I hope that happens. We're going to see Michael Anthony, though, August 23rd at the UMB Bank Pavilion, the original Montrose getting back together that night. Michael will be there with the Wobberitas. Tickets on sale tomorrow morning at 10. The internet presale is going on right now at the KC website. And Michael, I'm going to say goodbye to you here. And as we go, I'm going to give away a pair of on-stage tickets for somebody to sit in the...
Oh, and you know what?
Yeah.
They'll frown upon it, but boy, if I'm up there and I get to shake someone's hand who's on stage, or whatever, we're gonna have a cocktail together right on stage. There's no watered down drinks when you drink with Michael Anthony.
I didn't think so. I kind of doubted that. So, caller number 11 at 969-1111, 1-800-842-KSHE. You're gonna go on stage for that historic evening, really, and it's gonna be great. Michael Anthony, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, and I can't wait to see all you guys out there, man. Look forward to it.
All right, let's do Cabo Wabo then.
Whoa.
Here it is. Let's go down there, Mike.
Ow!
Here we go, KSHE Radio.
He did a Sammy Hagar imitation there at the end.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
Oh, he
yeah,
does?
Yeah, he does that a lot.
Nobody does it better than Sammy, though.
No. No.
Anything else?
I don't know. Was that it? I think that was it. I must have...
yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Michael Anthony, great guy. Not only saw him, but I saw him at the Fox Theater, too, when Chickenfoot played there. He was there that night. So it was just, I've seen him play at all these different places, and he's an, like I said, he's an easygoing guy, and if you piss him off, then you've really pissed somebody off.
Yeah. You get that impression of him for sure.
Yeah.
Which is kind of confounding that he was not part of Van Halen, even though Wolfie was, developing into a bass player. And You'd have thought they'd have still kept him in the mix, but
it's because he's friends with Sammy.
Yeah,
that was it.
And you got
pure
Eddie's
and
Eddie's and blood runs thicker than water. So.
Exactly, sure does. So.
All right, that's it. Episode 83 of the KSHE Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan and on Instagram. I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Hey, and I'm Favaz, and I'll see ya.
Bye.
AMF.
The KSHE Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.